Yeah, Liam Moran and I Wish here on the Irish music scene from Kildare's KFM. And Leah joins us on the Friday night Zoom call this evening. Leah, good to talk to you and welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem at all. The first time that we played your music was actually last week, because that's when I came across your track Senses of 17, which we're going to play later on in the programme. But I suppose just talk to me first of all how you got involved in music. You're only 18 years of age, doing your Leaving Cert this year, unfortunately. But yeah, how did you start off your music?
I kind of just always was a loud kid. I always made a lot of noise, and my whole family kind of has always sang and had an interest in music. And then when I was 7, I asked my gran to teach me piano. She had been a piano teacher her whole life, so she started teaching me then, and I got really into that. And then I started lessons in saxophone and music theory as well. And then throughout all those years, I just kind of started writing songs. I don't even know when I actually started. I always find like old pieces of paper that I wrote like songs on from when I was younger. And I kind of got really into the songwriting then when I was about 13, 14. And I started posting on TikTok in March of last year, actually, when we went into lockdown. Figured I had nothing to lose, so I started posting online and putting my originals out and stuff like that.
That's what I was going to say, because it's been such a strange year for so many reasons over the last 18 months, and particularly for musicians, it's a tough year to try and make a breakthrough. But the fact that you had TikTok to your advantage and you were getting great traction and reaction on TikTok to your originals and your covers kind of helped in a big way.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was really nervous to do that and stuff, because I'd never really done much of my music, and it was definitely the first big step that I was taking. But with lockdown, it kind of actually gave me more confidence, because I kind of had nothing else to do. So I said, right, this is perfect time, and just go for it, do your best, see what happens. And then when I got such nice comments and such a good reaction from it, it kind of just encouraged me to keep going.
And I was only talking about this on the programme a couple of weeks ago, the fact that, you know, it's usually when people leave school that they decide to take on their music career and focus on it more so. Were you a little bit nervous to put your videos up on TikTok, the fact that you're still in school, if you know what I mean? Because I'm sure a lot of people, your classmates and colleagues, mightn't have even known that you sang.
Oh, I was absolutely petrified. I was so scared to do it. And the funny thing is, I actually had my music account on TikTok for about 6 months before I told anybody. No one in my family knew. None of my friends knew. I kept it a complete secret because I was so embarrassed about it. No one knew I liked singing, and no one knew I wrote songs. So when I first started, I wanted to find my feet first before actually telling anybody. So it was exactly like that. I was really nervous for people to find out. And then the more I did it, the more confident I got with it, and I got more comfortable with it. And then I kind of just let people find it. And when they did find it, I just kind of showed it to everybody then. With my family, I told my family first. Dermot Kennedy actually reposted a cover I did of one of his songs. I did a mashup of two of his songs, and he reposted it on his Instagram story, and I couldn't contain the excitement. I couldn't keep it to myself, so I had to tell everyone I know. That was when I let everybody know.
And did you sing at all in school then, like for talent shows or Christmas shows or anything like that? Or was this literally your first step into bringing your music out publicly?
I did like the musicals in school, but I was never really even confident doing them. Like, my brother did them for years, and so he told me how great they were, and I wanted to do them as well, and I had such a good time doing it. And then in fifth year, I kind of got really into the musical, and I told people that I did like singing, but I still was quite insecure and quite nervous about it. So people did know, but I just wasn't really confident about talking about it.
So you put your originals up on TikTok, you put some covers up there as well, but then you released your debut single just before Christmas of last year, the 4th of December 2020. That was called I Wish, which is the song that we played there a few moments ago. Tell me a little bit about it then, the idea behind the song, and where did you record it? Because I'm sure a lot of recording studios and stuff were locked down for a while.
I wrote I Wish one night. I think I was studying for exams, for my Christmas exams in school, and I was just fed up, and I never liked exams, I never liked doing anything like that. So the song kind of stemmed from that, wanting to be young again, not having anything like that to worry about, not having really any worries. And so I kind of just started writing it, and then it kind of just fell into place, and I posted a video of it on TikTok, and it had a really, really good reaction. And I kind of said, well, I've wanted to release a song for a while, so may as well do it now. So I got in touch with a producer I know called Fiona O'Brien, and we worked on it together. So basically I would record my vocals and stuff at home in my room, and I would send all the raw stuff to him, and then he would produce it, mix and master the entire thing.
And the reaction to it has been fantastic. It has nearly 30,000 streams on Spotify. And as I said, you brought out your second single then a couple of weeks ago, and we'll talk about that later on. But you've also done a couple of online shows as well, particularly, I know you did one with Fluttertone, and it looks as though you have quite a considerable amount of original tracks as well that are just waiting to be released, because you performed some of your originals at that live stream.
Yeah, definitely. That show was so much fun to do. It was actually the first time I'd ever really sang on stage. So I was quite nervous, but it was such a good experience. And I was so grateful to Fluttertone for letting me do it. I wanted to play my originals because obviously I haven't really got a chance to play the full songs before. I have loads of them that I'd love to release once I finish school. I think definitely, like you said, when you finish school, you kind of have a lot more time to put towards it. So when I'm in college and this summer, I would definitely be able to give all my time to it and hopefully bring out a lot more.
And you mentioned school there. Obviously, the Leaving Cert is coming up now very, very shortly. How have you found it over the last year or so? Not even in terms of music, but just in terms of how strange it's been. Because, you know, my sister is doing the Leaving Cert as well, so I've kind of seen it secondhand. But from yourself, what's it been like?
It was a roller coaster for most of it. We were in and then we were out, and then there was going to be a Leaving Cert, there wasn't going to be a Leaving Cert. It was hectic for a few months, but kind of once we were told what we were actually doing, it got a bit easier and we could actually start working instead of being constantly confused about what was going to happen.
And after school then, are you thinking about, you know, focusing more on the music career like you touched on there, and maybe studying it in college?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to study music production in IADT. I only put one thing on my CAO, so I'm screwed if I don't get in.
So you're kind of putting all your eggs in that basket then, yeah?
Yeah. So hopefully I don't mess up in 2 weeks' time and I get enough points to get in.
You definitely have a lot of content to write about then as well over the last year, and particularly that song Senses of 17, which is the one that we played on the programme last week, because I completely fell in love with it when I first heard it. I have to be honest with you, I think your voice is brilliant and the lyrics in it are just exceptional, and it kind of puts it all into perspective what we've just been through. So did that song come quite naturally to you, because I'm sure you were just writing from personal experiences?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, I had the general feeling that everyone had, like, I was just fed up with being told like we couldn't do anything, and there was, you know, obviously I turned 17 in lockdown and I knew I was going to turn 18 in lockdown as well, and all the stuff, like everyone felt the same, like just wanted to get out, felt like they'd been trapped up for so long. And I actually started writing the song in a history class. I don't know why. I, for some reason, just kind of one lyric came to my head when I was in history and I just wrote it down. I still have the piece of paper I wrote it down on, actually. I just ripped it out of my copy and started writing it. And then I went home and kind of wrote the entire song like in one night. It kind of just, yeah, I don't know. I think when you feel like really annoyed about something or really upset about something, the lyrics kind of just come way quicker.
So obviously the second verse, which I touched on the programme last week as well, it deals with the things that, you know, we should be doing, or you as a 17, 18 year old should have been doing as well. The likes of going to concerts and going on your first holiday abroad with friends, which would have typically been done as a 6 year holiday. But what are you looking forward to doing most now when the restrictions are lifted, and they are being lifted, which is good news, but what's the plans for the summer?
Going on a staycation with my friends. It's not Magaluf, but Wexford will do, like anything to get away. I am really, really looking forward to being able to go to concerts again, being able to go to festivals again, and traveling abroad, all the things that still seem quite far away, but hopefully come next year they will all be back.
And also then finally, Leah, just before we let you go, if people want to check out your music on the likes of TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, what's the best way to do it?
If you go to my Instagram, it's called Leah Moran Music. The link in my bio has all of my social medias on it. You can just click that and then it will forward you to wherever you need to go.
Well, it's been great talking to you on the programme this evening, Leah. We're going to play that track, Senses of 17, and no doubt we'll talk to you soon and hear more from you soon as well.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
And best of luck in the Leave Insert as well, by the way.
Thanks, I'll need it.